Thoughts on Marriage by Stephen Joan Laszlo. I have been asked by Father Marco to write an article of mine and Joan's thoughts on what it means to be married. My wife Joan and I have been married for 49 years. To say that it has been happily married for 49 years with no problems whatsoever would not be truthful. Of course, in the beginning we were in love and all we thought of was the happiness we would be sharing for forever. But life doesn't always go according to plans like that. In the beginning, life is filled with challenges, life is filled with problems. Things that aren't in the original planning happen all the time. But from the very beginning, we both of us were very committed to the idea, according to the scripture, the man shall leave his mother and the woman shall leave her home, and they shall travel onto where the two shall be as one. My mom was married 6 or 7 or 8 times. We actually are not sure how many times it was, and she wasn't sure either. Joan, on the other hand, came from a family where her mom and dad were married for over 60 years, just one marriage, and it lasted till both of them were gone. I thought that was a terrific accomplishment and decided I would try to copy their example. We have seen throughout our marriage most of the items mentioned in the vows. For richer or poorer, my starting salary at Notre Dame School was $600 a month. I think I make that much in 3 days now after 53 years of teaching. I think that takes care of the richer or poorer. We both have been through surgeries, skin cancers, even a shoulder replacement, and 3 children. That takes care of in sickness and health, and we are still here to talk about it. We have been committed to attending and serving Notre Dame Church in the music ministry for all our 49 years. Perhaps God likes our music so much that he has blessed us with so many good times and lessened the number of bad times. Somewhere I am sure that there is a scripture that says, God sustains a servant's heart. The word divorce is simply not in our minds, or thoughts, or vocabulary. Prayer, commitment to resolution of challenges and problems rather than giving up, seems to be the foundation that has seen us through all of our time together so far. The idea of two people just living together, and not entering into the church's covenant of marriage, seems to me to be a rejection of God and his desire to be the foundation and an integral part of the union he wants for all of us. The scripture, all things are possible in Christ Jesus, provides promise and strength to couples facing challenges and hardship in their lives and their relationship. God has blessed us with an interesting and rich life together, and he stands ready to do the same for all who allow him into their hearts and into their lives. 2 very important thoughts that Joan has about marriages. They say opposites attract. I would say that is true of Steve and I. They also say marriage is an unmasking. I would say that is also true of Steve and I. When we got married, I did not really get it that our vows are the commitment of unconditional self-sacrificing love. Now almost 50 years later, I get that. No matter what, we stick together and keep trying. Our faith is based on unconditional self-sacrificing love, and so is the ideal of marriage. One more important thing in a marriage is children. Children need an atmosphere of joy, security, and being loved for themselves, guided, and forgiven. They need unconditional, self-sacrificing love that will last, that they can depend on. We need to give everything for them to receive that.